Okay, so tell me a little bit about yourself, like your education, your background, where you're from.
I'm originally from Miami, Florida, and father was a professor at the University of Miami. And we moved all over the place and ended up in Albany, New York, where I went to college at the University of Albany, Albany State. And I have a degree in biochemistry, and I've never used it one day in my life. I've been an entrepreneur, since I've never worked for anybody since about 88. I went to work for a company as a, my background is in mortgage banking. I was a mortgage banker. I ran a mortgage bank, and I made a lot of money doing it, and was getting very good, outstanding reviews, and I had gotten an outstanding review, and 2 weeks later, they came in and fired me. They couldn't afford to pay me anymore, and I was devastated. So I actually ended up, the guy who I used to give all my title insurance to was actually getting ready to retire, and I told him I wanted to buy his business, and he said that I was nuts because I didn't know anything about it. But what I did was I ended up going to work for him for free for a year, and I ended up buying his company. So my background is in title insurance. I owned a title insurance company for about 17 years, and that was up until 19, I mean 2008, when I started working on the screw. And I was in upstate New York until November of 2009, when I packed up and moved to East Wenatchee, Washington, where I live now.
How did you get the idea for the snap-on, the snap-on screw?
Snap it. It's called Snap It.
Snap it.
And yep, Snap It. And my mother broke her glasses, and she was overseas working, doing some missionary work, and she had no place, no way to fix them. So she took her earring out of her ear and stuck it through the hinge in the glass, and which temporarily fixed her glasses. And she wore this dangly bead from her glasses for about a year, and everywhere she went, people would ask her where she got it. And so she came to me and told me that I had to invent charms for glasses, which I actually did. I have a patent on them. And in the process of inventing the charms, I actually invented the screw because it was necessity. I was taking those little tiny screws out of the glasses and trying to get them back in, and it was awful. So it's like one of those things where they say necessity is the mother of invention.
Right.
So it was by accident.
Can you describe your target market or your consumer base then?
Anybody who wears eyeglasses or sunglasses. My demographics is huge. And all the opticians are using them to fix glasses when people come in, and they cut the
Right.
time in 10 minutes to 30 seconds to fix your glasses.
Wow, that's pretty impressive.
Have you seen the video?
I have. The one on
Okay.
YouTube?
Yeah, there's one on YouTube. There's a few on YouTube, actually. If you Google Snap It Eyeglass Repair Kit and you pull up the video, then on that video it says related videos, and there's about 15 of them. There's some opticians doing some
Oh,
work
okay.
with it, and yeah, there's a bunch of them up there.
I think I saw the one with you.
That's my mom.
Oh, that's your mom. Okay.
That's my mom.
Sorry. What would you say the barriers of entry were in your industry?
Like what was
What was, yeah, what was kind of a difficulty getting into, you
Well,
know?
everything's difficult when you invent something. It's absolutely horrible. It's a horrible experience. I tell people that all the time. It's you have to have a lot of perseverance and a lot of tenacity. You can't quit because you want to quit 100 times, because every step along the way, from getting a patent to getting it made, to factories, to the shipping, to warehousing, to getting it, on the shelves in the stores, getting pricing ready. It's all new because I didn't know how to do any of it. So every time I did something, it was new. Right. So I felt like I never knew what I was doing because I had to Google and, you know, I did it all myself.
Right.
It was horrible. I tell people that. I mean, you know, everybody thinks that, you know, you get this wonderful idea and, you know, that you're going to be a millionaire. But the idea is the easy part. The rest of it is the tough part. You know, you have to have knowledge about so many diverse subjects to even right. get it, you know, past the patent process.
Right. And then would you say on, I guess, on subjects that you don't know about, you kind of would have to outsource and hire someone to help you out, or?
No, I did it myself, actually. I Googled and, you know, I found a distributor for the optical part of it, and
okay.
he introduced me to some factories, and then I made some relationships with some factories over in China, and, you know, now I have two factories in China making my product. It comes over by ship and containers, and it gets delivered to the Port of Tacoma in Washington State and then gets driven to my warehouse. And my warehouse is in Fife, Washington. So okay. every step of the way, it's a process.
Right.
It's very difficult. I mean, they say half of 1% of all products ever make it to the shelves on a retail. Half of 1%. So you don't have very good odds.
Right. Have you ever thought about maybe trying to get on that show Pitchman with Anthony Sullivan?
I'm pretty much going gangbusters, and I don't need any help.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you know, a couple of years ago I might have, but right now, I mean, there's no reason to get anybody else involved in it because I've been able to get it to the point where I make a living off of it now. So
right.
now it's a matter of time for me. You know, it's once
yeah.
people are aware of the product, then they're going to start using it.
Right.
Because why would you ever use one of those little screws again?
I guess you wouldn't.
Mm-mm. You're right. So it's just product aware. That's my new focus.
Right.
You know how I was telling you that everything is, you know, something new, and my new focus is product awareness now.
Uh-huh.
I started Twittering and Facebooking and, you know, LinkedIn, and I put television commercials on the air nationally, you know, national televisions. Now I'm sending out press kits and getting involved with, you know, giving speeches around, you know, in my community and other places to upcoming inventors to try and help them out. So it's just really networking now for me.
Right. Can you take me? What's that?
Even, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to ask you to take me through a typical day for you.
Well, today I got up and went for a little jog and had some coffee and came up to my desk and started answering emails. And, you know, I have some interest in other people have interest in my company as far as selling for me and stuff. So I returned emails and got a couple of media kits out. And then I went at 1 o'clock and I went and had a lesson on social media. I hired a company. I do one-on-one help with teaching me how to video blog and Twitter and Facebook and all of that. So I spent my day there until about 4 o'clock, and I just came back, and I'm talking to you, and then I'm going to go back on my computer. That's today's day, but every day is different.
Oh, okay. What kind of advice would you give to young entrepreneurs?
What kind of advice? I would say that do your homework. Make sure that you, if you have a new product like mine or a new invention, that you protect it with, you know, a patent or a provisional patent. I would say never give anybody money up front who's asking you for money to help you bring this, because a lot of people out there preying on inventors, because everybody who's an inventor thinks that their invention is the best thing in the world, but, you know, they believe in it. So there's a lot of people out there that will say, oh, well, give me $10,000 and I'll help you, you know, do this and that. And
right.
If somebody really believed in your product, they wouldn't be asking you for money. They would be asking you for a stake in whatever it is you have.
Right.
You know, and that's the big lesson to learn from very young entrepreneurs and even older entrepreneurs. People who, I mean, there's all these companies. If you Google invention help, you'll probably pull up the first page is probably all crooks.
Uh-huh.
You know, they all just want your money.
Right.
You know, so I would say that that's the best piece of advice for beginners is don't give anybody any money out of your pocket to help you with your invention.
Is there anything else you'd like to add, Nancy?
No, just that, you know, it takes a lot of, you know, perseverance and a lot of hard work, and it's, you believe in your dream and you don't ever give up on it. And it happens in real life because it's happening to me.
Uh-huh.
So, but it was a hard, you know, I at one point put my screw in my closet for 6 months because I couldn't handle the pressure anymore. It was just so much. So it's just a lot. You have to be made of a lot of, you know, you got to have a lot of risk, and you got to put your risk and your money, you know, together, because, you know, if you can't take the risk, then you can't be an entrepreneur. It just doesn't work that way.
Right. Well, that's all the questions I have, Nancy.
Okay. Good luck to you in your class.
Thank you.
All right, you take care.